Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. The cause and solution of addiction. A new paradigm of transformation. Introduction. Addiction is one of the most misunderstood conditions of our time. For decades, both the treatment industry and the recovery movement have promoted narratives that place the cause of addiction outside of the individual. These explanations, whether pointing to a diseased brain, the chemical properties of drugs and alcohol, genetic predispositions, or unresolved trauma, fail to capture the real source of addictive behavior. While such theories may seem compelling, they ultimately keep people trapped in cycles of relapse, despair, and dependency by stripping them of responsibility and power. In reality, the cause of addiction lies not outside the individual, but within the realm of consciousness. More specifically, addiction originates in thought. Most often, the destructive, reoccurring thought that I am not good enough. This thought forms the foundation of a negative self-image and poor self-esteem, both of which drive a person to seek escape through substances or behaviors. The true solution, therefore, must address the inner life of the individual. This is where the philosophy of transformation provides a revolutionary and hopeful pathway to recovery. The false narrative of addiction. The prevailing narrative of addiction, as reinforced by much of the treatment industry and recovery community, rests on five central ideas. 1. You are powerless over your addiction. 2. You are not responsible for your addiction. 3. You have a brain disease that defines your condition. 4. There is no cure or permanent solution. 5. Substances themselves are the problem because they are inherently addictive. At first glance, these statements might sound sympathetic or even supportive. They appear to relieve the individual of guilt and justify why change feels so difficult. However, they also rob people of agency, hope, and the belief that transformation is possible. When we accept these ideas as truth, recovery becomes a lifelong struggle rather than a journey of empowerment. The data supports this conclusion. Relapse rates remain alarmingly high, and many individuals cycle through treatment after treatment without achieving lasting change. The tragedy of this system is not only in the failure, but also in the reinforcement of the very beliefs that keep people stuck. The real cause of addiction, a thought. At the heart of every addictive pattern lies a simple but devastating thought: I am not good enough. This simple belief sets off a chain reaction within the psyche. It shapes a person's self-image, lowers self-esteem, and creates a sense of disconnection from both self and others. The painful emotions that follow, shame, anxiety, loneliness, and despair, become unbearable. To cope with these feelings, individuals turn to substances or behaviors that provide temporary relief. Drugs, alcohol, or compulsive activities may soothe the pain for a moment, but they never address the underlying thought that drives the behavior. Instead, the cycle repeats, each time strengthening the destructive self-image. Seen in this light, substances are not the cause of addiction. They are simply tools people use to manage an already painful inner state. The real problem is the thought pattern itself, which means the real solution must involve changing the way we think. Transformation. Transformation offers a fundamentally different approach to healing. It begins with the recognition that human beings are not powerless. On the contrary, we are responsible for our lives and our choices, including the choice to engage in addictive behavior. While this may feel uncomfortable at first, it is the foundation of empowerment. Key principles of transformation. Number one, the cause of addiction is thought. Specifically, the thought, "I am not good enough," shapes self-image and drives behavior. Number two, we are responsible for our behavior. Responsibility is not about blame. It is about reclaiming the ability to choose. Three, choice is at the heart of human life. Every action we take, including addiction, stems from choice, whether conscious or unconscious. Four, we have the power to change. Transformation rests on the belief that no one is permanently broken or powerless, that we have the power to transform our life. Five, self-love is the ultimate goal of treatment. As individuals cultivate authentic love for themselves, the need for addictive behavior falls away. Six, reconnection with the divine. Healing is not only psychological, but also spiritual. Reconnecting with Source, Spirit, or higher power provides wholeness and meaning, and is the destination we pursue. This philosophy does not ignore external practices such as therapy, support groups, journaling, or meditation. However, it places the emphasis where it truly belongs, on the inner transformation of consciousness. When an individual shifts their thoughts, beliefs, and patterns of thinking, their entire life trajectory changes, and the possibility for ending their addictive behavior forever is created. From self-rejection to self-love. The journey of recovery, as understood through transformation, is ultimately a journey from self-rejection to self-love. When a person begins to affirm, "I am good enough, I am worthy, I am lovable," the destructive cycle weakens. Positive thoughts create positive emotions, which in turn lead to healthier actions and relationships. This process requires consistent practice, affirmations, mirror work, meditation, and counseling become tools for reprogramming the subconscious mind. As self-love grows, the reliance on substances naturally diminishes because the original wound, the negative self-image, is being healed at its root. The role of responsibility in healing. One of the most empowering aspects of transformation is its insistence on personal responsibility. This does not mean that trauma, social conditions, or external influences are irrelevant. They can shape and trigger behavior, but they are not the ultimate cause. The cause is always internal, the thought patterns we accept and repeat. When individuals accept responsibility for their addiction, they step into their power. They no longer wait for a substance to change for a doctor to cure them, or for the circumstances to improve. They recognize that healing begins within, that they hold the key to their own transformation. A pathway of hope. Unlike the dominant narrative of addiction, which often paints recovery as a lifelong battle, transformation offers hope. It teaches that change is not only possible, but inevitable when one chooses to transform their thinking and embrace self-love. Addiction does not have to define a person forever. With the right philosophy and practice, lasting freedom is attainable, and a solution or cure is achievable. Conclusion. The cause of addiction is not a diseased brain, genetics, or substances themselves. It is a thought, a destructive belief about one's value and worth as a human being. The solution is not found in external cures, but internal transformation. By shifting thought patterns, taking responsibility, choosing self-love, and reconnecting with the divine, individuals can experience lasting healing. The philosophy of transformation stands as a beacon of hope in a landscape where traditional approaches have often failed. It empowers people to reclaim their lives, not by denying responsibility, but by embracing it. The ultimate message is simple, yet profound. You are not powerless. You are capable of change, and your true healing begins with self-love. If you would like to learn more about transformation and how it can help you or someone you love, please visit my website at enhancedhealing.com. Call 305-498-3442 or join our free morning support group from 7 to 8 a.m. You do not have to walk this path alone. Healing and transformation are possible, starting today. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.